antidote to the mainstream media. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
They deserve nothing more than to be fed to the sharks.
Back we are, John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. You know, Phil, do you know they still haven't found a place to bury Tamerlan Tsarnaev, the Boston Marathon bomber?
Yeah, this is something that we were attempting to get to on yesterday's show, and of course, with everything related to the Cleveland story, that has really kind of dominated what we've talked about off and on over the last 24, 48 hours.
This guy's still in the fridge.
Exactly.
And, you know, remember his parents were going to come claim the body, and they said, no, come to think of it, we're not going to come. And no wonder, because the mother has a warrant out for her arrest for theft, shoplifting, a lot of shoplifting, as it turns out. And then the uncle from Baltimore, who didn't even like the guy, said, okay, fine, I'll take responsibility for this. And then he goes to Massachusetts, starts calling all of these funeral homes, and no one will take this guy, or the funeral homes can't get any cemetery to take the guy. So he's still on ice, literally. A citizens group wants to send his body back to Russia, but so far nobody back there has been working the levers to make that happen. Now there's a place in Connecticut. Paul Keene from the town of Hamden says he will offer his burial plot to the family of Tamerlan Tsarnaev. But a neighbor disagrees. Her name is Franz Dusky.
To have this person who has no connection to the town, to the city, to the state, unceremoniously dumped here because no one else wants him, is a concern.
Yeah, and I said her. I meant his, of course. Here is a woman who cannot stand the thought of Tamerlan Tsarnaev being buried nearby.
He did an act of terrorism against this country, and I think he should be buried on this soil.
Okay, ABC News found one woman in Boston who pretty much sums up how people feel about this guy.
He should not have a rest in peace symbol. He shouldn't be able to have his parents
country.
Don't care about him. No. His mother and father won't come over and get him. His poor uncle had to do it. And that man lives here. I feel bad for him.
That's Jennifer Marchand, but that's not all she had to say about what should happen with Tamerlan Tsarnaev's body.
They deserve nothing more than to be fed to the sharks.
So, the sharks.
Give them to the sharks.
So you have basically Tamerlan Tsarnaev getting the Luca Brasi treatment.
Yes, there you go. He swims with the fishes. I think maybe we need to get that young lady together with Charles Ramsey and create a new TV show. We could just, you know, if they're going to talk about bringing back Crossfire on the CNN channel, maybe we just have these two talk about the news of the day. I would love to see that show.
They deserve nothing more than to be fed to the sharks.
Okay, now, Tamerlan...
Feed him to the sharks.
Tamerlan died of a combination of gunshot wounds, plus it didn't help when his brother ran over him with the stolen SUV while trying to escape.
He was doing
what
his best...
What do they call that? Blunt force trauma.
He was doing his best impersonation of a Jersey barrier.
Yes, you cannot use your brother as a speed bump and think that he's not going to suffer as a result of that. So anyway, what should happen to this guy? Because Massachusetts might be required by law to find a place to bury him. And remember, they were going to bury him near a state prison.
I was just going to say, wasn't there a state prison that they were talking about at one point?
Yeah. And that fell through.
What happens when criminals die in prison if they have no family that comes to claim them? Has that been covered at all in any of this?
Here is what happens in the state of Washington.
Yeah, okay.
If somebody dies and they don't have kin,
no,
and they don't,
there you go.
No one cares, then they are quietly buried, laid to rest in a small cemetery. It's, you know, set aside for indigents and for inmates. So even though he wasn't convicted in a court of law, I think that basically that may be what becomes of Tamerlan.
Yeah.
So I have a
odd update, I guess. I don't really know the source other than the voice on my cell phone, but my alarm, when it goes off, it tells you, you know, it is 3:30 a.m., and then it tells you the top news story of the day.
Okay, stay tuned, everybody. I have no idea what's coming.
And is this a Siri Apple iPhone update?
It's yeah, that's kind of what it sounds like. It's this robotic woman's voice.
Yeah. Is this a, I'm not even completely awake, what do I think I just heard? Update?
Well, and what she said was she said that the family is considering cremation.
Because they had earlier before said that that was not something that was...
So I don't know where that came from. I don't know what the source is. I don't know where this woman on my phone gets her sources, but that's what it said.
For the Muslim faith, that was not an option,
as I recall. I didn't believe that. Yeah, I didn't think that was. So at whose behest would that happen?
I have no idea. Yeah.
And if that cremation is an option, well, problem solved.
And by the way, I have another question. Why do you get to sleep in until 3:30?
Yeah. The rest of us are already up and going.
Because I live very close.
That's true. She does kind of live closest to the station.
Welcome back, everybody. John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. It's 7:25. So, Brittany, what's this news that you just crossed your transom?
Well, you know, we were talking about what they were going to do with the bombing suspect's body.
Tamerlan Sarnarov. Yes.
I don't know how to say his name, so I just call him the bombing suspect. Fox News just tweeted...
By the way, you're very kind to even call him a suspect.
Yeah. The Fox News just tweeted that his body has been entombed and that the exact location is not disclosed. So we don't know where
he is. He's been entombed at an undisclosed location?
Yes.
What the heck? It worked for Jimmy Hoffa.
That might be the sort of fitting treatment here.
They deserve nothing more than to be fed to the sharks.
To the sharks, I'm
telling
you.
Darn it, the sharks thing didn't work out.
He's been entombed? In what construction site in New Jersey do they think that he's resting?
And the information you had, what was it, 30 minutes ago? Was somebody in Connecticut offered up a cemetery plot, and
some
then
old,
neighbors said, no.
Yeah, some old guy said, look, if you really want to bury the guy, take my place at the cemetery, nice little pleasant cemetery in, I think it was Hamden, Connecticut.
Yeah. Hamden was the town in Connecticut.
And people said, I don't want that loser here.
Yeah,
you know, people coming here. And you know what? I'm glad they did it this way, because he would have been kind of a hero to some very twisted, bizarre people who would have, used his gravesite as a shrine the way, martial arts aficionados go to Bruce Lee's grave.
Sure.
Or, guitarists go to Jimi Hendrix's gravesite, leave guitar picks.
Sure. Whatever other memorabilia.
Do you think they're ever going to say where he's actually...
Sooner or later, it's going to come out.
You know why?
Because, the police are kind of releasing all this information. Sooner or later, somebody's going to catch wind of this, and it'll come out eventually.
You know, I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the fact entombed mean gone and forgotten.
Yeah.
Well, not what he did forgotten, but just to have him.
Yeah. Speck of human waste.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for them for taking care of it like that.
They deserve nothing more than to be fed to the sharks.